Number 160.
This is a man's beaded shoulder bag made in the early 1800s. It's very rare to have one this old that is in such great shape. Men wore these over the shoulder, with the pouch part resting on the opposite hip. They wore them on dress-up occasions, but they did carry various items in the pouch, such as tobacco, flint, and steel for making fires, maybe a little whetstone for sharpening their knife. The bags are usually made of wool and beautifully decorated with many small beads. In this case, each shoulder strap terminates in three tabs with wavy designs, and the pouch has curvilinear designs that touch one another and are almost intersecting. It has a triangular pouch flap, which is common in Seminole shoulder bags. I'm Bill Marquardt. I'm a curator of archaeology at the Florida Museum of Natural History.